Z-O-N app. This is Downtown with Rich Kimble.
Hey, welcome in. It's hour number three of Downtown on your Monday, October number 24. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wehning here with you. Downtown's third hour presented by West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, 24 Broad Street in downtown Bangor. The place to go for your best coffee experience and atmosphere. Coffee on the run, or you got time for the flavor and aroma of a pour-over coffee, there's always a place for you right there on the big red couch, West Market Square Artisan Coffee House at the Charles Inn, 24 Broad Street in downtown Bangor. Coming up in this hour of the show, Alan Adams of the Main Edge takes us to the movies with Pass the Popcorn, Mike Lowe of the Portland Press Herald talking a little Patriots and a little Maine Black Bears. And we kick things off by getting on the G&M Family Market phone line to talk with the head coach of Maine men's basketball, Bob Walsh. Bob, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, thanks. How are practices going for you?
It's going great. It's going great. It's been a lot of fun. We've got a really mature group, I think, mentally. What we've tried to do with our culture since we took over is really starting to take hold. I certainly think a lot of what we've gone through as a program the last 2 years has toughened us up a little bit, so you know, day to day, there's an understanding of the difficult stuff that we need to do and the way we need to compete to get better. And we got a fun group of guys to be around that get along. So practice has been really good so far, but you'll have a hard time finding a basketball coach in the middle of October anywhere to tell you things are going bad at this point. So we feel good.
I did see a picture you posted on social media yesterday of a couple of the new guys out there staying a little extra. You got to love those gym rats, right?
Yeah, we've got guys that are hungry, which is really good. And, you know, we had a clinic yesterday, a free clinic for Maine coaches with Coach Barron and his staff and our staff. And we had over 50 coaches in the gym. And, you know, one of the things a lot of them said who had been around is that, you know, the bodies of our guys look different. And our sports performance program has really been a point of emphasis. And our guys, we have guys that want to be in the gym. They're bought in the weight room. And that certainly makes it a lot of fun.
Well, it won't be long before you're out there playing for real, but first, a great opportunity for fans and especially the youngsters tomorrow night. Meet the Bears at the Cross Insurance Center, sponsored by Domino's tomorrow night and Select a Seat Night. It's going on starting at 6 o'clock. Can you talk about some of the things that will be happening tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's a fun night at the Cross Center. You know, our season ticket holders can come and pick up their seats or move their seats or pick new seats if we have, you know, some fans out there that want to actually sit in the seats they're going to buy for the year. They can do that. And we've got a youth clinic and a stations program for young basketball fans. So we'll have, you know, both men's and women's teams will be out there running drills with the kids and giving them a little bit of a clinic and connecting with them. So it's always a good night to sort of kick things off for us. It'll be tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, down at the Cross Center.
And if people want to register for the free kids clinic, they can do so by sending an email to goblackbears@yahoo.com. So good things happening there, a chance to meet the Bears and talk about the upcoming season. Talk for a moment about some of those newcomers. Who are some of the new faces that fans will want to get to know early on this year?
Yeah, we have six new guys. You know, so it is there is a little bit of a learning curve there, but it's a mature group. The one that our fans are probably most familiar with will be Andrew Fleming from Oxford Hill, who had a great high school career in the state of Maine, and he's a physical, athletic 6'6 combo forward who's been really, really terrific so far. He's just naturally strong, and he's also skilled, can kind of play inside and out. Our other freshman is Danny Evans, who's Andrew's roommate, who's from Leeds, England, and spent a year at Andover Academy, who's a combo guard, can play really three positions in the backcourt for us. Both of those guys have a chance to have an impact right away. Three junior college kids that we have. Ilker Ur is from Turkey, was at San Jacinto out in Texas, and is a scoring forward who's really shown ability to shoot the ball and a toughness on the boards. Our guys are really going to like. And then Austin Howard is a guard from Louisville, Kentucky, who is at junior college in Illinois, who can really contribute, can shoot it. And then two guys that were with the program but probably our fans aren't familiar with are Vincent Easy and Wes Myers, who both sat out last year as redshirts. Vince is a 6'8", strong athletic center, and Wes is a scoring combo guard. So there'll certainly be some new faces that I think our fans will like watching out on the court this year.
Bob, what are your goals for the preseason? Are they team goals? Are there individual goals or a combination of both?
Yeah, it's a great question. It starts with our mission, which is, you know, the mission of our program is championship level everything we do. So we're trying to get to that level with everything we do, starting with academics, going to class, study hall, you know, individual development, which we do throughout the year. So there's an element to that where guys have a program with three or four things that they need to get better at by the time the season rolls around. And then, you know, we talk about our goals day to day as get better today and prepare to win our next game. You know, so right now our next game is Husson on Saturday. That'll be an exhibition at 2 o'clock. And, you know, we've got to get better every day and prepare to win our next game. We're at that point where we're starting to, you know, prepare tactically to win games. And before you know it, November 11th will be here and we'll be at Virginia Tech.
All season long, Coach Walsh will join us Wednesday afternoons here to talk about how things are going for the Black Bears. We look forward to those weekly visits. Have fun tomorrow night and meet the parents night, and we'll check in with you again next week, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Rich. I appreciate it.
That's Bob Walsh, head coach of the Maine Black Bears here on Downtown.